Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, Baruch Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya. We have many, many kashas. And now we want to sort this complicated sugya out about the Mevita B'Malchus. And again, this is from the Torah of Mori Rabbi Zatzal David. As Nira Kach, Rambam Kotev B'Sefer HaMitzvot, it's a essay Kufayin Gimel like this. Ucha Moirei B'Malchus Yeh Adam Oymuter L'Melech Shehu Kamal Pi HaTorah. He's talking about the Chiyuv Misa of the Moirei B'Malchus. He says anybody who's Moirei B'Malchus, his blood is going to be permitted to a king who is established based on the Torah. So we see from this Din hutar damo b'moreid. There's a din by a moreid that hutar damo, that his blood is permitted. The blood of the moreid is permitted. And the yesod is based on the Ramban, apparently, in the Perush al Torah that we saw in the previous shiurim. The chayav misa b'moireit hu migra de kol cheirem asher yochara min ha'odam lo yipade mois yumas shechrimu Yisrael as a moireit b'malchus. That when there's a cheirem and there's an excommunication at war, you're not allowed to take anything that someone takes. So he's chayav misa shechrimu, and because he rebelled against the king. And we saw the tshuva of the Chasim Sofer that understood the Ramban this way, that it's talking about a Moreid B'Malchus, that there was an Cheirim, and he goes against the Cheirim, so he's considered Moreid B'Malchus, and he has to die. So that's the Ramban, based on the understanding of the Chasim Sofer. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos writes, Shemori B'malchus Chayav Misa, Bon Shemor Shem Yisrael Al Atzman Kol Isha Shayam Rez Picha. Haaretz Chayis in the Torah's Nevi'im Tama, Eich Chayav Misa. How does a person Chayav Misa if The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mori B'Malchus Chayav Misa Kamo Shem Yisrael Atzman Kol Isha Shayam Rez Picha. Like the Jewish people said about themselves, anybody who's Mam Rez Picha. So what do you mean, Yisrael Amor Al Atzman to Pasuk, like we said in the Sefer Yehoshua 1:18? But how can the Jewish people say themselves? It's the Maaretz Chayetz is Kash and Torah Sinavim. Hazi Chayav Misa Adesha Amri Yisrael Al Atzman. But according to the Ramban, we understand that's the koch of the Jewish people. They can make a chayrim on a person, and Mikarech says he's going to be Chayav Misa. So if the king says something, now he's going to be Chayav Misa. Why? Because the Jewish people said so. Ve'enein divrei Rambam. That's exactly what the Rambam is saying. That there's a heter of the dam of this person who goes against the king. Why? Because the Jewish people said so. And that's when the Pasuk will call Cheirem Asher Yochara Min Ha'odam V'lo Yipade Mois Yumas. Anytime there's a Cheirem, make a Cheirem, somebody who does something is not allowed to take from the spoils or whatever it may be. It goes against the king. It's Chayav Misa. V'nira Shal Yedei Cheirem D'Yisrael Oshech She'achil Din Chiyuv Misa. It would seem that if the Jewish people make this cheirim, this excommunication, this ban, it's not shayich that it should have a din chiyuv misa. There's only a chiyuv misa on what the Torah was mechayiv. And therefore the Rambam writes, the din of hutar damo. Shehu din miyuchad. The din of Hutu Damo is a special din. Like the Briska Rav explains, Perak Aleph, Milchus Ritzech, Vishmiris HaNefesh, Halacha Yud Gimel, Linyin Roidef, Vahoyreg B'shoigeg, Sheyatza Michutz Le'ir Miklato, Shudin Miyuchad Shel Ein Loi Domin, Shebeze Ein Chiyuv Misa Al HaRegasa, Ein Sham Barichus. The Briska Rav explains that a Roidef and a Hoyrig B'shogeg who goes out of the Armiklat, it's a special din of Ein Lo Damim, and there's no Chi of Misa for killing him. So this din of Hutter Damo, explains the Briska Rav, is not a Heter Hariga. If there's a Roidev, this Hutter Damo, one kills him, he's not Chayav Misa, but it doesn't mean one's allowed to kill him. It's usher to kill him. If you could save, shoot him in the leg, you have to shoot him in the leg to stop him from killing. But nevertheless, the opinion of the Rambam is there's no Chayav Misa. Why? Because he's included in the status of Rodev Shein Lo Damim. Because of that, there's no Chayav Misa. And that's usher to kill him. It's usher to kill a rodev shev shel atzil v'echad me'evorav. But if one kills him, there's no chi of misa because it's a special din of hutur damai. Hutur damai. In other words, when the Torah says to kill somebody, so it's a chi of misa. But otherwise, it's not a chi of misa, but there's another concept called hutur damo, that his blood is permitted, meaning if one kills him, one isn't obligated. So if it's a rodev that you have to kill, then you have to kill him. If you don't have to kill him, then you shouldn't, but we don't say Hutter Damo. Mishumachi Pturim Chiyuv Misa Allah Bafu Pishavadei Shasil Hargoy. Ubeze Boy Lechiyuv Misa Ide Sanhedrin. The Hafu Pishav Shalachayiv Misa Mishenu Machuyev. Vyesh Chiyuv Misa Laharigasoi. Aval Kol Shehuter Damo Mikra De Kol Cherim. Shuv shaykh lechayvo imitza ha'idei Sanhedrin mikra dekol asher yamre espicho. So because of this, since ein lo damim, one is pater for killing him, even though it's asur to kill him, bevaday it's asur to kill him, but one is pater because we say ein lo damim. And that's why we need a chiyuv misa ha'idei Sanhedrin. Even though you can't be mechayiv misa, somebody who's not mechuyiv, and there's a chiyuv misa for killing him. But if one's blood is permitted from the pasuk of kol cheirim, now you could be mechayiv him misa aydei Sanhedrin from the pasuk of kol asher yamar espicha. Ve'al din zeh la'ashvuye chiyuv misa. And this din can create this chiyuv misa and some of them is Hehuter Dama. And that Tosfos says that you have to judge him in the Beis Din. How do you make a Chiyuv Misa on somebody who's Hehuter Dama? For that, you need a Beis Din. So it starts with the Pasuk of Kol Cheirim. And then from the pasuk of Kol Cheirim, that's Hutter Damo. And then Kol Asher Yamre Espicha, anybody who doesn't listen to the king. So if you have a court case, you have a Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin judges him L'Misa. So now he's Takam Achuy of Misa. For this reason, we see in Tosis and Megillah and Sanhedrin that we discussed in the previous shiurim that mikol makom halon has din the boy b'dinei nefashos loy boy b'moirit ma she'en ken din maschilim min hatzad shapir ikabei d'havalei dinei nefashos. So the din of halanas din of waiting overnight, that's not required. If someone's married by Malchus. But the din of maschilim minatzad, minakotan, minatzad, that you start from the smaller one, that's the din and din in nefashos, he's not afraid to argue with the bigger people. There you have a din, there that's required in the din of Marid B'Malchus, because we're dealing with dinei nefashos. Ayin Shem B'Divrei HaTosfos. So based on what we said, it would appear the explanation is that the din halana was said about a gavra she ain't yesh le'damim. V'ayidea p'sak din yachul olav chalois gavra k'tile l'ftor et ha'orgo. The din of halana was said about a gavra that has damim. Halana was said about a gavra that has damim. He has blood. One's not allowed to kill him. And through the psak din, he gets a chalois gavra ktila to pater someone who kills him. So for that, you need halanas din. You need to wait overnight before you paskin, in order that he should have a din of a gavra ketila. But ben morid b'malchus, shebelav hachi ein loy damim. Morid b'malchus anyway doesn't have damim. And therefore he already has the status of a gavra ketila like the Briska Rov writes. In the aforementioned place, Elos Ritzeah. So the psak din doesn't require halana. He's already a gavra ketila. You need a halana in order to be mechel the chalois of gavra ketila. But this married b'malchus already has a din of a gavra ketila. So in the middle, you don't need halana sadin. Hashem ken legavi maschilim minatzad she'eno mitzad hachalois shechol al yedei psak din. Starting from the side, from the smaller person, which isn't because of the chalois din, that's chol ha'idei psak din. Because the maschilin don't make a psak din. Nothing to do with the psak din, we're not there yet. And primarily, why do you need to start from the side? Because we're dealing with dinei nefashos, which are very chomer. And we're choshesh le'yana al rav, that he's not going to want to answer, he's going to be afraid. So we discussed recently, had a shir on that, hopefully we'll continue that. Very important. So there's a very big chomer to kill somebody. So you don't want to start with the big person so that the small person's afraid afterwards to argue, so you start with the small person. So that applies even by Morid B'Malchus. So there, sof sof, killing a Morid is taka considered dini nefashos. Because of this, maschilin boi min atzad. Therefore, you start from the side. On Farenfurt, what we see there in the Gemara, din maschilim anatzad by the pasuk, the divrei Kabbalah. They bring a pasuk by David HaMelech. Why do you bring a pasuk by David HaMelech when earlier on the Gemara brings a pasuk, losane al rav? Don't answer the bigger person, that you have to start from this, from the tzad, from the katan. So the answer is that the din of maschilin min atzad is not talui v'ashvuye gavra shalem l'gavra ketila. It's like we said, it's not that you're making a person who didn't have damim, who has damim, making him not have damim. That you're creating a gavra ketila. As long as we're dealing with dinei nefashos, we have this din. So even if you're dealing with a trefa is already a gavra ketila. Trefa is already considered dead. So nevertheless, we require a din of maschilim and atzan. Why? Because maschilim and atzad is not in order to create a gavra ketila. So anytime you're dealing with dinei nefashos, and the mail that even applies to a marid b'malchus. So it's not clear to me how that resolves the kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan have to bring a pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah from David? And we just had a pasuk in Chumash, like it says in the Gemara. V'nanei mili amar v'achav bar papa amar kro l'san al riv l'san al rav. Harbuchan Rabbi Yochanan mehocha. So he brings this pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah. David was machriya the din after his people. So why do you need to bring the pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah from once you already have from the Chumash? Chumash is much better. So the answer is that the previous pasuk, the pasuk about the Torah, is only telling us that there's a din by din in nefashos of osan al riv. Osan al Rav, that you have to start from the smaller person. You may think that's only to make a gavra ketila. And the chiddush is that even if it's not, you're not making a gavra ketila, because what's the pasuk the Gemara brings? The pasuk is by David HaMelech, judging Naval. V'yomer David l'anosho chigu v'shal charbo, v'yachu ishiz charbo, v'yachu gam David is charbo. V'yalach rei David kabrami osu m'sayim isha shal akelim. So that's the... They judged him as a marid b'malchus. He's already a gavra ketila. So you see that even though he's a gavra ketila, you still need to judge him. He still has this din of losan al riv. And you start from the yud maschilin min atzad, even if he's a gavra ketila, because it's not because the matilim maschilim and atzad is not because of the chalois, that's chol idea psak din. Because the maschilim and atzad is not part of the psak din. It's just because we're dealing with chamer dikadin and nefashos. And again, you see that dafgratam for the pasuk from the Divrei Kabbalah, not from the pasuk from the Torah. Pasuk from the Torah, you'd say it's only when you're making a psak din maschilim and atzad. Only when you have to make a magavra ketila. But when he's a marid b'malchus and he's already a gavra ketila, maybe you don't have to start with a tzad. No, you see, you start with a tzad even there as well. And again, afkamina l'inyan treifa, they would also say maschilim and a tzad even though he's already gavra ketila. Me'ata nira'a shekevan sheyesod achiyuv talui b'meshe utar damo mikra dekol chelem. Shuv yefshal akshot my time chayav mita rak lemelech v'lo la'achirim. The canal the kras damaktiv. The reikralo mayri klal b'chiyuf. So now it appears that since the yisar achiyuf is telling in the fact that huter damo, he has a heter on the dam. What's the heter? What created the heter on his dam? What permitted his blood? Kolcherim. That pasuk, like we saw in the Ramban, as understood by the Chasam Sofer. See, then you can ask, as we asked in the previous shir, why is he only chayav misa lamelech v'lo la'achelim? The pasuk says stoma is chayav misa. Why do we say dafka to the melech? The answer is, it's because the pasuk isn't talking about his chiyuv misa. You say, why is he only chayuv misa la melech and not to others? Pasuk says stama. Pasuk says stama is chayuv misa. So the answer is that the pasuk isn't talking about the chiyuv misa. The pasuk is talking about making the person a gavra she'em lo damim. It's not talking about the chiyuv misa. It's talking about ein lo damim. And that's the yesod of the mosyumas that's said in the pasuk. And the chiyuv to carry this out is on the king. Shekol sheyif yifsok olav din moired al yidei beis din. After there's a din that's paskin, that he's a moired b'malchus through the beis din. It's the din of the king to kill those who are moired bo. Kol asher yamra es picha. We saw in the book of Joshua. And this has nothing to do with the pasuk of Mos Yumas by the Cherim. So it turns out this din of Hutter Gamo is universal. Hutter Dam is universal. After he goes against the king, that's it. He has no blood. But that doesn't mean that you're allowed to kill him. In other words, you're not going to be chayiv misa if you kill him. But you're not allowed to kill him. Just if one kills him, he's patur, like we saw from the Briska Rav. Just like we saw that a roidev shiachal atzil becha mevarav, he's patur. Because hutar damo, ein lo damim, it doesn't mean you're allowed to kill him. If you could save the nirdaf by shooting him in the leg, shooting the roidev in the leg, that's what you have to do. So who's the one who carries it out? It's the king. The pasuk is just saying that hutar dama, the actual chiyuv misa is carried out by the king. He's only chayuv misa to the king. Just if somebody kills him, since hutar dama, mele is not going to be chayuv misa himself, the person who kills him. And now we answer the kasha, Gemara and Shabbos, the David lo chata af al pi shelo dana b'sanhedrin. Sof hutar dama. Hutar dama v'hargo ein rotzeach. That we had asked David HaMelech as a murderer, Chas v'Shalom, of Uriah. Because there was no din Sanhedrin, we said we needed a din in the Sanhedrin. And then we didn't have that by Uriah, like we see in the Gemara. So the answer is that sof hutar dama. V'hargo eino rotzeach. Still, he's a hetered. Once you say hutar dama, and someone who kills him doesn't have a din of a rotzeach, obviously. We can say nachmer, we can say even more than that. But with regard to the king himself, since hutar dama, because he's a moired, there's no iser at all. So in order to be Mekayim Lechi of Misa of the Moirid, we have to judge him in the Sanhedrin like we see Shabbos Nun Vav. There's no Ritzicha here. And it could be that for the king there's even no Isser. For a regular person there's an Isser. It could be for the king there's no Isser. Just ideally, he should be judged in the Sanhedrin. That gives him an official din of a Moirid. So too by Yoav. Even though there was no psak din, like the kasha the shol ameshiv, even though it's only chayv lamelech, like we saw the kasha of the Yad Ramah and the parashat parashas drochim, nevertheless, there's no chiyuv ritzicha on Yoav. He was married by Malchus. That's why Yoav said, You can't judge me. I'm killing Amasa. Amasa was a Mari B'Malchus. So therefore, Yov said, I'm not guilty for killing Amasa. Because he was a Marid B'Malchus, Memele Hutu Dama. Shlomo was allowed to kill Yoav because Yoav was married to Malchus by going after Adoniyahu. So that's the Yesod HaDvarim, that once one is married to Malchus, even without a Mishpat, he's Hutur Damo. And the Mishpat is to make it that there's a Chi of Misa. And then that's for the king. But if anybody else does it, then that person's not chayav misa. So, Mirtz Hashem, we will a lot more to say still. But the fast and ruva lota fasta. So please stay tuned for more niflos mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. We know that we shall continue.